Market analyst Stephen Daglian here with your mid-session report on Wednesday. Well, at the time of recording, the ASX 200 is hanging on to the smallest of improvements, up by less than a tenth of a percent at the moment. Now, this does follow back-to-back declines of around a quarter of a percent over the past 2 days. So it is the first gain of the week, but it has certainly been a cautious few sessions for our market, partly because Wednesday and Thursday are arguably the two busiest of the week for markets around the world. So in the next 48 hours, you've got economic news globally, you've got profit results, dividend payments in Australia, AGM. So there's a lot to digest and watch in the next couple of days. But what has been the case really, and what has ringing true so far, is October has been historically one of the more volatile periods and months of the year, and that certainly is proving to be correct so far. But the gains are so modest at the moment, it wouldn't be surprising to see markets fading into the afternoon and for this losing streak to extend to 3 days. So we'll just have to wait and see if there's enough enthusiasm there to keep us positive over the course of the arvo. But what we saw last night was the US share market giving us a weak lead to work with. The S&P 500 was down a fifth of 1%. Two things received attention last night. The first was an official of the US Central Bank saying that conditions to start reining in stimulus have all but been met. And secondly, the International Monetary Fund, or the IMF, which is one of the more respected forecasters of growth around the world, said that its expectations for global growth have worsened a little, from 6% this year down to 5.9%, but it hasn't actually touched and made changes to its expectations for 2022. So let's look at how the different sectors and stocks are performing today. We've actually got around 8 in 11 sectors doing reasonably well. Tech stocks are standing out today, up 1.3%, but unfortunately, this is the first gain of the week, and they're still by far the worst this month. Some of the really strong improvers today are actually found in the infant formula space. The trigger there and the catalyst seems to be Bubs Australia, which is up around 20%. Now, this is after releasing an update which highlighted a recovery in demand, and in particular, strong demand in China. Now, that's important because things have been a little on the soft side there because of competition, because of supply chain issues as well. So that improvement of 20% and the strong signs there seems to be inspiring some improvements for its much larger peer A2 Milk, which is up around 8% this morning. The Star Entertainment Group is also lifting by 5%, but the casino operator is still down 20% this week because of an investigation carried out by The Age, the Sydney Morning Herald, and 60 Minutes days ago, where they were alleging misconduct at the group. And also some mining and energy stocks are doing reasonably well. Certainly not iron ore mining companies, which have generally been under pressure for a while now because of declining iron ore prices. And also the iron ore price fell by about 6% yesterday. But we are seeing improvements from companies like Alumina, the aluminium producer. It's up about 3%. That's because of the aluminium price, which is at the highest levels in 13 years. So there are some concerns of a shortage in supply, not only for aluminium, but many other commodities as well. So coal is an example. It's near a record high. That's been supportive of Whitehaven Coal, which is up about 20% in 3 weeks. It's up slightly today. And oil and gas producers like Woodside up about 1% today. Santos and Beach are also improving. So these oil and gas companies have been some of the best over the past month, again, due to oil prices sitting at the best levels in about 7 years. Now, uranium miners are an interesting one. No major news off on the back of uranium miners today, but Paladin's up about 20% and Energy Resources Australia is up 8%. So perhaps an area to watch in the days ahead. Elsewhere, quite a busy day for news and dividend payments. So we've got News Corp, TPG and BlueScope, all expected to pay their dividends to investors today. You've got Commonwealth Bank as well, holding its AGM with investors, but it is down about 0.75%, largely in line with the average of the other majors. But the big loser today in that banking space is the Bank of Queensland, which is down 4.5%. Now, it released its full-year results today. Revenues, cash profits, margins, the dividend, all improved on a year earlier, but its revenue growth and guidance seem to fall a little short of what the market was broadly expecting. So its shares are under a little bit of pressure at the moment. The Aussie dollar finally is at 73.3 US, so falling back a bit from where it was this time yesterday, and we'll chat again this afternoon.